Da-da. Hey, Renfair buddy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Paul? We're not going to talk about Renfrair, though, because that's going to be a
We
bonus
can't. No.
episode. If
Oh,
y'all want to
God, what are
hear
we going to
it,
talk about?
subscribe to our Patreon at the Silly
Subscribe to our
Merlion.
Patreon. That's going to be our bonus.
Patreon.com/thesillymerlion.
I will say you're looking very country today. Could it simply be
Some of
because
the
you
flannel.
are out of the city?
Yes. Actually, I can talk about that a little bit. I am in my hometown right now, just for a couple days, checking on my dad while my mom's out of town. And, making sure the father eats. Oh, I can see him walking out in the field right now. And making sure the horses eat. And the donkey, my favorite Molly, I actually put it on our Instagram today. I went to go read this in the field, our chapter we're discussing. And Molly and the cows actually like all stood around me, and I was like, "Oh, welcome to the book club."
Animals are very curious when you're not paying attention to them. If you are not giving an animal your attention, they're like, "Well, what are you paying attention
Yeah,
to?"
Molly
So, like,
actually licked the book.
I mean,
That's some
books seem
good
like
donkey
something a donkey
saliva.
would try to eat.
Yeah, and then the cows try to eat my shoes.
Oh, jeez.
Like, what are you doing here
Oh.
if not feeding us?
And you're like, come on, these are. Oh, man, it'd be rough if they're made of leather. And you're like, you're eating cow skin, my dude. Knock it off. That's gross.
They were Converse, so I
Okay,
don't think
never mind
so.
then. I think you were good. That's threat and such. Yeah, I've just been hanging. I've been looking at, you might find this interesting because I know how much you liked the first game. They released the technical test for Hades 2.
Is that where all the art's coming from?
Where you play as Zagreus' sister. And
Ooh.
I gotta show you actually some of the pictures. This won't matter much to the fucking listeners of this podcast,
You can hear us
considering
ooh and aw.
ooh and
I
ah
love
over
that
sexy
game.
women.
I did see a sneak peek of the art for, I can't remember his name, but he was in a wheelchair looking hot
Hephaestus.
AF. Yeah.
Yes, Hephaestus, craftsman of the gods.
Oh, craftsman.
Yeah, he'll probably be building stuff for you. We have, and like all the gods got like updated looks. So I'm posting it in the Discord. We have first off, Arachne, the woman who became the first spider.
Is that the little wait, became the first spider?
Yeah, she got cursed by Athena and became the first spider.
Wow. Ooh, cute. I love how they did the thread and it's like multicolor.
Yeah. And then we have Nemesis. I think you know what she looks like, but I'll just share it anyway. Big
Nemesis.
warrior
Oh
woman.
ho, she could step on me any day.
Oh, I'm well aware of your thoughts on that.
Oh my
And I did want to
God.
talk about this could be potential cosplay for you in the
I'm
future.
still like, I still want to do, oh, I forget his name. Ares. Ares's
Yes,
outfit.
you could do Ares from the first game, and then this from the second game. You could do Apollo from the second game.
Oh, glorious. Oh my God.
Really, if I see any black character with a bright kind of
Sorry.
hair,
And it's like
I'm
white
gonna
blonde
like
hair.
point, like a bright, very bright hair. I'm gonna be like, that's Tori.
And I
That's
love
all
how
Tori.
his face is kind of feminine.
He's kind of got like a little bit of your jawline.
Watch out, Apollo's coming.
I think you could work it really well.
As soon as I learn how to work foam, it's over for you, hoes.
Oh, and you already have a lot of friends who could give you pointers on that, so you're on your fucking
Hey,
way with that.
Ryan's listening. Get that 3D printer ready.
Rev up those fryers, Ryan. And then also, I'm just throwing Hecate in there because she's got abs for days. She's a witch, and she's like, but I don't skip gym day.
It's still loading for me.
Ah, because you got country internet.
Country internet. What? Whoa. Witch of the Crossroads. I love how she's all hidden except the abs.
Except the abs. She's like, I'm mysterious, but you also need to know that I'm fucking ripped.
Wow. God. Oh, I can't wait for it to come out.
Oh, it's gonna be so much fun. Because I know you love the first game,
I've
because it
put
is.
many hours on that first game and still going. There's
Oh,
still
it
some like
sucks you
plot that I
in.
haven't even finished yet.
Like, it's a game that you can just pick up and, like, play for a bit. And then you're like, okay, now I need to go do something else, so I'll only do one more run.
Yes,
And then
and
you go
that's why
do
it
that
feels so
thing.
perfect. Is this if I don't want to get sucked in for hours like in Zelda and just want to do like a little 45-minute stint,
Yeah, it's
it is
very
very.
digestible. Because it sets up these markers for you. It's not, oh, you gotta do this and this and this. It's you can run through the whole game technically in half an hour.
Well,
And
I'm not that
then,
good yet on my runs.
oh
Or
yeah?
unless I died.
I
I
don't
did.
know. I've always known you to be a very you've always been a very quick study when it comes to video games, in my opinion,
Thank you. I
from
do
what I've
consider myself
seen.
a gamer girl.
Like, well,
I
first
think
off, you
my
need to use your
record.
fucking PC, your gaming
I
PC more
know.
often.
A few weeks ago, I was like, oh, I need to download. Like, I have time. I could download that game Paul sent me. And then I checked and it was like, missed it by 4 days. And I was like, you
Yeah,
know
it
what?
expired.
Give Paul the
It
game back.
expired.
Give him the money
Yeah,
back. I will get there eventually.
at that point, I'm like, you know what? Fuck
I don't deserve
it.
it. I'll pay money to get it. I
I'm like, this is the
appreciate the
second
gift,
time.
Paul, but I am not
I will
worthy.
give me my $14 back. Oh goodness. But yeah, video games, I am like, that could be like another thing you and I do, where it's just like video game corner with Paul and Tori, where I'm like,
Oh yeah,
okay,
that's a good idea.
what do you think about this video game? How do you feel about this?
I'm writing
Or
that down. We're doing a video game quarter. I'm actually writing down these ideas so they don't just
hell
get
yeah.
lost in the void.
'Cause you know me, I just say shit and then just leave it to the wind, and then I'm like, what?
And then we
What
go on
happened?
Discord and
What
we're
are we
like,
doing for our
patrons,
what
what
are we
did we
doing for our
say?
bonus? I've always been a terrible note taker, 'cause I've always been, 'cause I'm not, 'cause I'm always like, it doesn't matter if I write it down, I'm gonna forget where I put the note. Like, I don't know where it's gonna end up.
I'm
And I
great
always take the
at
notes
keeping
on the
post-its.
wrong things, where I'm like, oh, this will probably be important, is not
It's
important,
not.
and does not show up again. Well, do you have anything else to talk about? Because this is probably going to be a very short episode, given that this chapter is very contained.
It was
In
actually.
it is one conversation, essentially.
Nah, I think let's get into it. Yeah.
All right. In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Silly Marillion. Joining me today in my forbidden pool, in our finest of bathing suits, it's Tori. Tori,
Hey
welcome.
Paul,
Welcome to my forbidden pool.
thanks for
Don't go
having
in the
me.
pool.
The way you said that made it sound so sexy.
Did you ever have someone who was like, we're not going to use the pool because I'm just going to have to end up cleaning it again?
Do you tell me the story?
No, wait, no, that was Kat. Kat told you about her friend who had the
Who
hot
was like,
tub.
why am I getting deja vu?
'Cause this was literally us on Sunday eating pho. But like, that's
No.
what it is. It's the forbidden pool. You're not allowed in the pool. You can stand
That's.
by it, but you can't go in the pool.
You can look at it longingly, but you cannot go in. That defeats the whole purpose of a pool or a hot tub if it's just to be looked at.
People who are like, ugh. I don't want to use it because then I have to clean it. Yeah, no shit. You also got to clean your body because you use that all the time. And you don't fuss about that, do you?
I love how that was your analogy.
Yeah. Your body. Your body is a pool. People say your body is a temple. No, your body is a pool. It needs to be taken care of and maintained if you want to stay in it.
Yeah, water it, hydrate it, clean
And
it.
yeah, you got to stay hydrated. You got to get the dead squirrel out of it from time to time. You know,
right,
I
I think
haven't
this
gone
analogy
swimming
has
in a
gone off the
while.
rails.
Anyway, yeah, now I'm starting to think about going swimming because I haven't gone swimming in a pool for years. So yeah, the Forbidden Pool guys, last time, Faramir's like, let me take you my cool, really fun, almost like Peter Pan kind of secret hideout behind a waterfall. And let me distrust you guys and let you know that Boromir's dead and that I'm his brother and drop a bunch of lore on you. And then Sam can wax poetic about elves. All that.
That really is what happened, huh?
And in this one, it's get your dog out of my fucking pool.
Oh. This chapter really did make me kind of sad.
For who?
For
For Gollum?
Gollum.
For Gollum.
Like,
A rare sadness for Gollum moment.
not rare. You know I'm a Gollum apologetic.
You know, I know you're a Gollum apologist. I guess I'm just surrounded by so many
Just.
people who aren't Gollum apologist.
I
Like
know.
they're physically after Gollum, and you're like, he's just a little guy.
He really is. He's just a
I
little
think.
guy who went through bad things. Like, I always have to remember that he did eat literal children, and that helps me
Not
kind of
just children,
balance that.
babies, little babies, small
Ooh.
babies. He ate them.
You know, this is why you don't do drugs, kids. Don't do
Don't
drugs
do
and
meth.
don't put
Don't do
evil
meth,
rings
guys.
on
You'll
your
eat
finger.
babies. And you're not gonna look as good as Twink Gollum does. Definitely not.
Just wait till we get to that description of him in this chapter.
I can't believe Molly has that just hanging in her house. Well, I can believe that, but like,
It's her pride and joy.
come on. It is her pride and joy, and I'm like, it shouldn't be. Molly. Anyway. So, picking up where we left off, Frodo wakes up to Faramir just watching him sleep.
He
And
really pulled an Edward Cullen.
it really. Oh my god, Edward. No.
Which
Now
makes
I'm thinking
Frodo
about.
Bella.
No. Who's Jacob?
It'd have to be Sam. You know, that checks
Sam's
out,
Jacob?
though. I
You
can
know,
see that.
I could see Werewolf Sam.
Yeah, very caring, just like that really good buddy that like Bella should have ended up with. But does it? Wow, I never actually, that's a really good analogy.
No, wait,
It works
no,
out.
because now I'm thinking of Lord of the Rings meshed with fucking Twilight, and I'm thinking of just from the films of Sam carrying Frodo up Mount Doom, but the caption just says, "Better hold on, Spider Monkey." I
Brilliant.
can't.
Perfect. No
I
notes.
long for the days before you're like, "Hey, let's watch Twilight for the
That
podcast."
was
I
really
long
such a
for
good
my innocent
time. That
days.
was so much fun. Patrons, didn't we
It
have a
was
great
so much
time?
fun. It was just me going, "What the fuck?"
That's Twilight, baby. That's Twilight.
Hey, it got Robert Pattinson a hefty payday, so good for him.
Look where he is now.
And it
Batman.
really, let Kristen Stewart realize she was gay. Really hammered home the fact that she's a lesbian. Anyway, so he's watching him sleep, and this phrase. For a second, old fears seized him. They don't need to be old fears, Frodo. If I woke up and Tori was watching me sleep, I would get freaked out. One, because she doesn't have a key to my house, so how did she get in?
And then you open your eyes, and I just say, there is nothing to fear.
There is nothing to fear. It's not even. Frodo doesn't even wake to like if he woke up to Faramir like nudging him, that's like okay. He wakes up to Faramir bending over him, and it's like, wah! But it's the middle of the night, and Faramir's like, "Hey, come on, I want to show you something." And Frodo's like, "What the fuck?"
Why are we going on a late night escapade?
So he just kind of bundles up, and I relate to Frodo rising and shivering a little as he left the warm blanket and pelts. It's like, oof.
Yeah, and then thinking about it, they are really kind of in a cave behind a waterfall. It is probably kind of cold and damp.
Yeah, no. If you don't have a fire going, you are gonna be cold as balls.
Suddenly a little less appeal.
But he puts on his cloak, and Sam wakes up just naturally because he's like, I like to think that they're sleeping next to each other, and like Sam like misses the feeling of Frodo not being next to him. He's like, babe, like reaching out his hand, babe,
Come
what?
back to bed, darling. Come back.
Come back to
Why are
bed.
you up? Are you okay?
And so he like sneaks along and follows them, and we get some lovely descriptions of what the surrounding area looks like. They mentioned the elven name for the White Mountains, which I love because it's Ered Nimraeus, and it's got a very fun kind of swooping
Ooh.
like syllable to it.
Say that one more time.
Ered Nimraeus.
Beautiful. White as the teeth of ghosts. Tipped with everlasting snow.
Everlasting snow.
And then
I guess
Frodo's
that's
like,
why they call it the
yeah,
White Mountains.
it's all beautiful, but why am
Why
I
am I
here?
here?
I could be sleeping next to Sam.
No, Sam says it. It's a fine view, no doubt, Mr. Frodo, but chilly to the heart, not to mention the bones. And Faramir responds, "Moon set over Gondor, fair Ithil as he goes from Middle-earth, glances upon the white locks of old Mindaluin." And Mindaluin is the last mountain in the chain of White Mountains, and it's the mountain
Oh.
that Minas Tirith is built up on.
Wow, Jimmy really over here naming all the peaks in a mountain range.
But yeah, Faramir's like, yeah, it's very beautiful, but this isn't actually what I wanted to show you. Come on. And he leads them to a pool, and he talks to one of his fellow rangers, Anborn, and goes, "Now, what would you say that is, Anborn? A squirrel or a kingfisher? Are there black kingfishers in the night pools of Mirkwood?" "'Tis not a bird, whatever else it be," answered Anborn. "It has four limbs and dives manwise. A pretty mastery of the craft it shows, too. What is it at? Seeking a way up behind the curtain to our hidings? It seems we are discovered at last. I have my bow here, and I have posted other archers, nigh as good marksmen as myself, on either bank. We wait only for your command to shoot, Captain." "Shall we shoot?" said Faramir, turning quickly to Frodo. "No," he said. "No, I beg you not to." If Sam had dared, he would have said yes, quicker and louder. Because what they're seeing is Sméagol hanging out in the pool at the base of the waterfall and swimming around in it looking for fish. And Sam just being like, oh,
I was like,
yes,
no,
shoot
maybe
him.
we do shoot
Kill him.
him. Like, maybe.
Yeah. Frodo quickly kind of vouches for Sméagol. And he's like, look, if he's here, he's obviously not here to spy on you guys. He doesn't even know you guys are probably here. He's looking for fish.
He
He's
really
just
does just, he
hungry.
just wants his fish. And
Yeah. He's a very simple man. He wants his fish and he wants the
he
ring.
wants his ring. What more do you need in
That
life?
that's all you need. A ring and a give me a ring and a fish and I'll be happy.
When was the last time Frodo had a fish? It's been a hot minute.
I
Not
can't.
Frodo. Gollum.
Sméagol?
Smeagol.
Probably before they went to the Dead Marshes, really.
Yeah, because they're not eating anything out of the marshes.
They don't eat anything out of the
They were in the
marshes, and
mountains before.
then they're not really by any big water places.
And this pool is
So he
probably
won't have
beautiful,
access to
so
fish.
Gollum is probably having the time of his life. I think
There
he
are probably
deserves a
some really
lamprey.
good looking. He deserves a little fish. He deserves a little dip in the pool and some fish. That sounds like a great summertime. Like you go swimming and then you eat some sushi. Like that sounds like a great summer's day. Be like Gollum. Be like Gollum this summer. Go
But don't eat
swimming and
any
then get some
babies.
sushi.
Maybe only
But
partly be
don't.
like Gollum.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe
Don't
only
do math.
sometimes. Maybe only
Don't eat
20% be
babies.
like Gollum. No, I back it up.
Be
Don't be like
like.
Gollum.
Oh, God. So, Frodo's like, hey, let me go down and talk to him. He trusts me. I trust him to an extent. Like, let me. Like, there's. We don't need to be violent. We don't need violence. And so, Faramir gives him leave to try, but they keep their bows trained on Gollum the entire time. And Frodo coaxes Sméagol toward him, and he's like, okay, come on, Gollum. Come on, Gollum. And he's
Here,
like, I want my fish.
Gollum.
Not nice, Master. Leaves poor Smeagol and goes with new friends. Master can wait. Smeagol hasn't finished. There's no time. Bring fish with you. Come. No, must finish fish.
He does give him a little heads up that there are men here who will kill you if you don't come with me.
Yeah.
And that still doesn't work. It wasn't until Frodo's like, Precious will be angry if you don't come. That's like the equivalent of a squirt bottle.
Yeah, God,
you don't
right.
come. Don't make me release. Release the Precious.
Gollum for a moment, because this is one of the rare times that Gollum sees Frodo without Sam by him. And at first he's like, oh, are we leaving without the other hobbit? Where is he? And Frodo's like, oh no, he's up there. We're not leaving him. And come on, or the Precious will be angry. He keeps saying that the Precious will be angry to kind of coax Gollum to come along with him. And then all of a sudden he smells something's up. And he's like, oh, something's there, not a hobbit. Master, master, wicked, tricksy, false. And Anborn just showed, like, basically just, you always forget just how small Gollum and the hobbits are, because Anborn just kind of, like, grabs him and, like, grips him with his, like, a big hand.
Probably, like, three times the size of Gollum, at least.
Yeah. Gollum went limp and began to whine and weep.
That's so sad.
And Frodo's, like, sticking up for him. He's like, hey, don't hurt him too badly. Come on.
And they tied him none too gently. My note for that was a frowny face.
And this moment when Sam comes up and says, got him? He said to Frodo. Yes. Well, no, I didn't get him. He came to me because he trusted me at first, I'm afraid. I did not want him tied up like this. I hope it will be all right, but I hate the whole business. And then Sam misreads this and goes, so do I. And nothing will ever be all right where that piece of misery is. Like, Frodo's like, Sam, no, that's not what I mean.
Then they bring him to Faramir, and they're like, bring wine for the guests and bring the prisoner to me.
Because Faramir did promise Sam some wine and, like, recompense for waking him up, basically, earlier on.
Mm.
And Faramir decides to kind of go in and begin his interrogation of Smeagol.
Let me read this description that they said of him, which also is just this poor little sad, I can't even say human being, sad little hobbit. Ex-hobbit? Future hobbit?
Hobbits are technically humans. They're just a specific type of human that have evolved differently.
A very miserable creature he looked, dripping and dank, smelling of fish. He still clutched one in his hand. His sparse locks were hanging like rank weed over his bony brows. His nose was sniveling. Miserable creature, indeed.
Weed. Frodo, again, is like, Frodo's almost like Gollum's lawyer here, where he's like, don't tell him, Gollum. Like, you don't have to put up with this bullshit. And Frodo he cuts the bonds on Gollum's wrists, and Faramir immediately is like, hey, do you know what is this place? Have you been here before? Where are we? Because he's the number one thing Faramir is concerned with at this moment is the fact that this is their secret hideout.
This is our safe house.
It's the fucking Megamind. How did she find my hideout? but with Faramir and Gollum, essentially.
Have I told you I haven't seen Megamind?
You have. Okay, we're putting that on the fucking.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the movie list. We're not. Maybe for next month. Because this month we're doing Star Wars. But yes. Next month, we'll do Megamind. Write that down.
I wrote it down.
Okay, good. Smeagol, like, promises that he doesn't know where he is. He promises that that means no harm. He doesn't intend to hurt his master or Faramir or his men.
Never came here, never come again. The poor guy just wanted some fish.
Mm-hmm. And Frodo vouches for him. You must either accept this promise or carry out your law. You will get no more, but I promise that if he came to me, he should not be harmed, and I would not be proved faithless. So, for Faramir's sake, he kind of decides, okay, Frodo, or sorry, for Frodo's sake, Frodo and Faramir. Too many Fs. Feanor. when's he showing up? Faramir gives, like, his doom, he calls it, which is essentially Frodo is allowed to move about freely in Gondor, and except he can't come and go from this place unbidden. He needs, like, an invitation to come to the secret spot. I surrender you to your master, to Frodo, son of Drogo. Let him declare what he will do with you.
But, Lord Faramir, said Frodo, bowing, you have not yet declared your will concerning the said Frodo, and until that is made known, he cannot shape his plans for himself or his companions. Your judgment was postponed until the morning, but that is now at hand.
Then I will declare my doom,
said Faramir.
As for you, Frodo, insofar as lies in me under higher authority, I declare you free in the realm of Gondor to the furthest of its ancient bounds, save only that neither you nor any that go with you have leave to come to this place unbidden. This doom shall stand for a year and a day, and then cease, unless you shall before that term come to Minas Tirith and present yourself to the lord and steward of the city. Then I will entreat him to confirm what I have done and to make it lifelong. In the meantime, whomsoever you take under your protection shall be under my protection, and under the shield of Gondor. Are you answered?
Frodo bowed low. I am answered, he said, and I place myself at your service, if that is of any worth to one so high and honorable.
It is of great worth,
said Faramir.
And now, do you take this creature, this Sméagol, under your protection?
I do take Sméagol under my protection, said Frodo. Sam sighed audibly, and not at the courtesies of which, as any hobbit would, he thoroughly approved. Indeed, in the Shire, such a matter would have required a great many more words and bows.
Then I say to you,
said Faramir, turning to Gollum,
you are under doom of death, but while you walk with Frodo, you are safe for our part. Yet if ever you be found by any man of Gondor astray without him, the doom shall fall. May death find you swiftly within Gondor or without, if you do not well serve him. Now answer me, whither would you go? You were his guide, he says. Whither were you leading him?
Gollum made no reply.
This I will not have secret,
said Faramir.
Answer me, or I will reverse my judgment.
Still, Gollum did not answer. I will answer for him, said Frodo. He brought me to the Black Gate as I asked, but it was impossible.
There is no open gate to the Nameless Land,
said Faramir. Seeing this, we turned aside and came by the southward road, Frodo continued, for he said that there is, or there may be, a path nearer to Minas Ithil.
Minas Morgul,
said Faramir. I do not know clearly, said Frodo, but the path climbs, I think, up into the mountains on the northern side of that vale where the old city stands. It goes up to a high cleft and so down to that which is beyond.
Do you know the name of that high pass?
Said Faramir. No, said Frodo.
It is called Cirith Ungol.
Gollum hissed sharply and began muttering to himself.
Is that not its name?
Said Faramir, turning to him.
No,
said Gollum, and then he squealed as if something had stabbed him.
Yes, yes, we heard the name once, but what does the name matter to us? Master says he must get in, so we must try some way. There is no other way to try, no.
No other way,
said Faramir.
How do you know that? And who has explored all the confines of that dark realm?
He looked long and thoughtfully at Gollum. Presently he spoke again.
Take this creature away, Anborn. Treat him gently, but watch him. Do not you, Sméagol, try to dive into the falls. The rocks have such teeth there as would slay you before your time. Leave us now and take your fish.
Anborn went out, and Gollum went cringing before him. The curtain was drawn across the recess.
So, first off, talking about symbolism and sort of things.
Ooh, symbolism.
Sort of. Frodo and Sméagol kind of get married in this.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
They
kind of made a commitment here, yeah. Didn't they?
Do you take this creature, this Smeagol, under your protection? I do take Smeagol under my protection. Sam is just disapproving of
this. He's on the side grumbling the whole time.
I want to be under your protection, Mr. Frodo.
He's like, when do I get to say my objections?
So I always think that's very interesting. And the kind of like almost formal nature between these two of, I hereby grant you permission to come and go through Gondor for a year and a day. You have that time. And then you need to renew your visa.
And that's international affairs.
Yep, basically. And then he does get the word out of Gollum as to where he's taking them, which is called Cirith Ungol, which, to those who know Elvish, means the pass of the spider. And so Faramir's like,
a little foreshadowing there, maybe?
Is that where you're taking them, Smeagol? The spooky spider pass? Is that where you're taking them?
Also, like, what choice do they have? It's that or walk right through the gates that are closed.
But then Faramir and Frodo have a private conversation once Smeagol is taken away. And he kind of cautions him against going to Cirith Ungol. And Frodo's like, what do you know against this place that makes its name so dreadful? Nothing certain, said Faramir. But we of Gondor do not ever pass east of the road in these days, and none of us younger men have ever done so, nor has any of us set foot upon the Mountains of Shadow. Of them we know only old report and the rumor of bygone days. But there is some dark terror that dwells in the passes above Minas Morgul. If Cirith Ungol is named, old men and masters of lore will blanch and fall silent. And then he gives like a history of like, let me tell you about Minas Ithil, which is now called Minas Morgul. And he talks about how the Nine Riders, the Nazgul, claim that as their home base, essentially. And it is like a place of horror and torment and sorcery. Do not approach their citadel. You will be espied. It is a place of sleepless malice, full of lidless eyes. Do not go that way. Oof. And then Frodo's like, oh, where the fuck am I supposed to go? I gotta get into Mordor.
You know, everyone tells me what not to do, but no one tells me what to do. Except for Gandalf, who's dead.
Frodo, I don't know why, but just the Nimona, you want me to shift? You don't want me to shift? Pick a lane. It's like, you want me to go to Mordor? You don't want me to go to Mordor? Come on.
What's a man to do? What's a hobbit to do? With a cursory.
And Fro's like, what would you have me do? I know not. Only I would not have you go to death or to torment. I don't think that Mithrandir would have chosen this way. Yet since he is gone, I must take such paths as I can find. And there is no time for long searchings. And Faramir's like, fine, but you look out for that fucking Smeagol. I don't fucking trust that motherfucker.
Don't worry, Faramir. Sam's on it. Sam hasn't left, like, averted his eyes from watching Smeagol.
And then he kind of gives a bummer. Like you said, this is kind of a sad chapter.
Bummer chapter.
You have no need of soft words. I do not hope to see you again on any other day under the sun. But you shall go now with my blessing upon you and upon all your people. Rest a little while. Food is prepared for you. I would gladly learn how this creeping Smeagol became possessed of the thing of which we speak and how he lost it, but I will not trouble you now. If ever beyond hope you return to the lands of the living and we retell our tales, sitting by a wall in the sun, laughing at old grief, then you shall tell me then. Until this time or some other time beyond the vision of the Seeing Stones of Numenor, farewell. He rose and bowed low to Frodo, and drawing the curtain, passed out into the cave. And that's the chapter. That's a quickie.
You know why it was so quick? Because they're kind of in a cave behind a waterfall, and Jimmy can't go on about trees for a year.
Yeah, that's partially it. Honestly, I think this is only so short because he intended to have it maybe be a part of the previous chapter. But that would have made the other chapter way too long.
A little quick and concise.
And he needs to kind of throw a little bit more foreboding at the idea that Gollum is leading them to this pass. And he's like, is it safe? Because Faramir's pretty sure it isn't. He needs to really let in the distrust And how kind of the relationship between Smeagol and Frodo changes over time. Mm. This is one of the elements where we start seeing Smeagol becoming more and more Gollum-like than he has in the past several chapters, where he's like more, not civilized, but more courteous, more polite to Frodo and Sam. More friendly, I guess you could say. Where he's
not
like
more Gollum-like, more Smeagol-like.
More Smeagol-like, yeah. But now he's becoming more Gollum-like simply because he thinks he's been betrayed by Frodo this element. And it's almost sad. Like, it's almost like seeing a dog who trusts a human implicitly.
And then just to get, like, tied up.
And then get tied up or something.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, Frodo betrayed him for good reason. It was that or literally get shot by a bunch of arrows.
But before we get too sad about Gollum, he did eat babies. So let's...
And let's all remember at the end of the day.
We always need to remember at the end of the day. He did eat babies, so he can't be too meow meow being about it. He does
when
have a bit
When is that
more...
mentioned?
Like, eating
how do we
babies?
Know that? Yeah.
Council of Elrond.
Huh.
No, wait, no. It's the second chapter of the whole series when Gandalf's talking to Frodo about the history of the ring.
Way back when.
And he's talking about how he pursued Gollum, and that the woodsmen of Mirkwood would talk about how a ghoul would prowl the woods searching dens for young nests for eggs, and he'd search, like, go into houses looking for cradles, and it's like, we get no real confirmation. Maybe he just like, he tried eating a baby, but the woodsman caught him. Maybe it's slander. Maybe this is all just Smeagol slander.
Yeah.
You are not immune to anti-Smeagol propaganda.
I think it's
real. But yeah, this is kind of one of the turning points when you start to be like, can we really trust Gollum?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we can.
Stay tuned. We'll find out.
Stay tuned. Do you have anything else to add?
Nah.
All right, then. We'll cut it there for now.
We got another little short chapter, and then we have a special guest. And if you've read this book before, you'll know who that special guest is based off of the content.
Wait,
I suppose.
Is it?
Think so.
For Journey to the Crossroads?
No, the one after that. The Stairs of Cirith Ungol.
No, it's a different one.
Wasn't it that one? Oh, was it She Loves Lair?
No, it's not in this chapter. I believe it's The Choices of Master Samwise.
No, I think she wanted to join for...
I'm betting it's... You know her better than I do, but I know Lord of the Rings better than you do, and I feel whoever's wrong has to buy the other one a drink.
Tower of Cirith Ungol.
There's no chapter called that.
And it has to be the Stairs one.
So, no, it doesn't. It can't be the Stairs one, because I know what she'll want to talk about, and it's not in that.
Oh,
it's
got to
be
see.
The Choices of Master Samwise.
In that case, then, I think we're both right. And you being in the chapter that you think she wants to talk about, then she gave me the name of the wrong chapter. Because the text I have is the one of Cirith Ungol.
Yeah. Well, I think when I talked with her about it, we also called that chapter wrong.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, it's Molly. We're talking about Molly. Like, who
anyway,
else do we have
soon.
On our fucking podcast? She'll be here eventually.
We'll figure out what
don't
chapter
it
is.
Somehow, we'll get through it. so anyway, we should really get other guests on here at some point. We've talked about it. We just never got around to
it.
Special thanks, as always, to Wool for doing our miraculous cover art. And special thanks, of course, to Jack Hook for doing our intro and outro music. And special thanks, as always, to our patrons over on Patreon. If you would like to contribute to our Patreon and our productions, and also would like some extra goodies and nummies to go along with it, you can find us at www.patreon.com/SillyMarillions. No, that's Silly Marillions.
I even said it at the top of this podcast.
I wasn't paying attention. Where you can join us for the $5 tier, which gives you a bonus podcast where we just talk about whatever we're thinking of at the time. Or a podcast which is just a recording of us reacting to a film of our choice for the $10 tier, that is. And I think there's also a tier where it's just like you give us a little bit of money and we're just eternally grateful. But yeah, feel free to join us over there. And special thanks to our viewers who, even if you don't pay for it, just listen anyway.
Thanks for listening. We really enjoy
that folks really like listening to us.
Yeah, you have the sweetest of listeners. And we wouldn't have four seasons if not for y'all, so.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you.
So, thanks everyone, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to our shit.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Where did the butada come again? When did that happen?
It was us like trying to do our theme song.
Oh yeah, da da da.
Yeah,
da da da. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
And then it just kind of turned into like that's how we end it before you kick in the theme song again.
It just becomes da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
Please keep this in for the end of the bloopers.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. I'm just Lord of the Rings, just like a ring bearer? Frodo the ring bearer. Okay, the podcast is done.
Why are you still here listening? Bye.